From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to take a moment now to hear about the overhaul of financial regulations that's still working its way through Congress. Central to that legislation is the creation of a new consumer protection regulator. And we learned late yesterday that Senate Democrats, along with House Democrats, are now working to exempt one very big group from that regulator's oversight, auto dealers. And to explain why and why the country's 18,000 dealers fought so hard to get that exemption, we're joined now by Adam Levitin, a law professor at Georgetown University. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
First, what does this exemption mean practically for an auto dealer? What could a dealer continue doing that they would not have been able to do under the new rules?
We don't actually know, is the initial answer. What the legislation does is it creates a new agency. It does not, however, prescribe any specific regulations. That's something that the agency will have to do down the line. If the agency is effective, however, it will hopefully root out some of the abusive practices that exist among auto dealers. Those practices include bait-and-switch pricing, include hidden fees, packing loans with unnecessary and overpriced products like credit life insurance and gap insurance and rust-proofing, and they include a practice known as yo-yoing, where the borrower is told that they qualified for a loan. They take the car home, and then the dealer calls up and says, actually, turns out in the end the funding didn't come through with a loan. You have to bring the car back. And by the way, part of the deposit you made isn't refundable.
Now, do I infer correctly that you think that auto dealers ought to be covered by a consumer protection agency?
Very much so. There's really no good policy justification for exempting auto dealers and not then exempting every other type of merchant that offers sales on credit.
Auto dealers, though, in past years have offered 0% car loans, or very often 1%, 1.9% car loans. These are rates far below what people are getting anywhere else in any money they borrow.
Yeah, and there's a similar problem that went on in the auto industry to what happened in the mortgage industry, that often consumers were placed in high-priced loans for cars that were, frankly, out of their beyond their ability to pay. Not the consumers, the dealers doing this. And the dealer is interested in moving the consumer into a more expensive car and a more expensive loan. A more expensive car, the dealer is able to make more money on that. And a more expensive loan, even if the dealer is not making a loan itself, the dealer is often functioning as a loan broker. If the dealer steers the consumer into a more expensive loan, the dealer gets a larger kickback.
If I were an auto dealer and I had seen a bill coming at me, which now I'm going to be exempted from, that would regulate the way that I get loans for buyers. Ultimately, if it came down to a clearly stated price of every car, what I'm asking for, what you pay for it, and you get the loan someplace else, there could be no more auto dealers at some point. You just order from the national automaker and, come and perhaps test drive it somewhere else. Would I rightly be concerned about the future of an auto dealership if I were deprived of these sales tools?
If you're an auto dealer, you might rightly be concerned about it, but looking at it from what's the most efficient thing for society, that actually might not be a bad outcome. The dealership model is not necessarily the most efficient way of selling cars. And certainly once you start bundling the car with the loan, with the rust proofing, with the warranty, with the trade-in, you start getting product that is very easy to disguise the total cost. And it makes it very difficult for consumers to comparison shop between dealers. That you can get a price on the car, but that price is often contingent upon getting dealer financing. And that allows dealers to charge higher prices than they could in a really competitive market.
Professor Levitin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
That's Adam Levitin of Georgetown University Law School.